Simon Shinnun Ches, Sifyud Beis. The Machaber says you have a kafir for the base Shalosh Sa'an. It's three saw. It's Nahalka Fladira. And here it's more than the base of Sa'im. But you made a roof, a ceiling over one saw. So now it's Mutter. And the reason is because we say, Pi Tikkur Yerd V'Saisim. We imagine the end of the ceiling as if a wall goes down at that point. And now we just cut it up into two different Rishiris. One that's two saw and one that's one saw. And since neither one is bigger than the base of Sa'im, you can carry it inside easily without a problem. Machaber adds, even if the kira is meshubah, even if the roof, the ceiling is slanty, usually the klal is particularly v'seis, was only said when it's flat, or at least flat on the bottom of the ceiling. When the whole thing is slanted, we don't say it. Here it's different, because since really you have a reshus, the b'derais is a good reshus, you carry it. It's only at the kav d'rabban, because I made not to metaltal more than the alamas in the karf, it's more v'seisayim, the omegal v'ketzel v'yapitikriya v'seisim, even if the tikra is slanty. As opposed to if we need the pitikra to create the whole reshus, so then, if it's slanty, we don't say b'tikriyar v'saisim, only if it's flat. Sifid Gimel. The Machaber says they have a karf that's exactly based on Saim, and it's next to, adjacent to a chotzer, which is a place you could metaltal in, and the wall between the two of them is broken down. So, the Machaber says, that's also the carry in the karfif, because the place where the wall was, or where the wall belongs, gets added on now to the size of the karfif, and now it comes out, that's a more based on Saim, it's more based on Saim, but you can't carry there. And the Mishnah explains, we're talking about a case where the chotzer is wider than the karfif. And therefore, from the karfif point of view, the karfif is completely poured into the chotzer. But the chotzer's point of view, the chotzer is not completely poured, open up into the karfif, because even though where the chotzer and the karfif meet, that wall got knocked down. But on the two sides of it, the chotzer is wider, therefore the chotzer still has more wall on those two sides. We're discussing that the wall between the chotzer and the karfif, not only is it less than half of the wall of the chotzer, it's also not more than 10 amos, it's 10 amos or less. Therefore, if you're standing in the chotzer point of view, you know you see a karfif open to you, which is a karfif asura, karfif that's also, because now we just declare the morning base of sign, but the chotzer is not considered parts to it, because the chotzer has walls, which is umrabal parts, the wall is more than the pirtza, more than the gap, and the pirtza of the gap is not more than 10 amos, it's not a pirtza zesser. So from the chotzer's point of view, it's not parts to the makam asura, you can still carry in the chotzer. From the karfif's point of view, the karfif now became a karfif that's more than beis asayim. Mishnah Berurah discusses that we're saying over here that the karfif, either the karfif's walls along the side of it will get stuck into the chotzer, extend to the chotzer, or there's a certain width to the wall of the chotzer, and therefore the karfif's point of view is considered completely parts in the ruach revius, but the chotzer is not, therefore the karfif you cannot carry, but on the chotzer you could. Sif Yadal, you have a karfif discussed that the karfif's more beis asayim as nahukah v'diris, you cannot carry it more than dal amos. And then you, in order to be allowed to carry, so you made a Pesach, you made a, let's say this karfif, this was like the backyard of a house, but there was no door from the house to the backyard. It's now just a mokamukam chitzis that of all four sides, it's more than the basis time, and you cannot carry there because it's a karfif. And then you open the door from the house to the karfif, to the backyard. So now you cannot carry because it's hukav from Sef Pasach. And now, in order to be matter carrying, you made a machitza on one of the sides of the karfif. We made a new machitza that's more than 10 amos long, which the Berurah explains it's also more than 3 tefachim away from the old machitza. And we're going to treat that now as new machitza. And this machitza is made here the Shem Dira after you already broke down the door from the house to the yard. And therefore now, through this new machitza that's more than 10 amos, we can now consider the karf to have a new hekef, and now you're carrying this karf. So the machaber, if afterwards that machitza fell down, now the original issa goes back. It doesn't make a difference, Mr. Berurah says, machitza fell down on its own, or you purposely remove this machitza because now you want to go back to using the old machitza. It doesn't really make a difference. The point is that what you did to Masakhan to fix things up is gone, and now it goes back to the old machitza. You don't say it got permanently fixed up. Rather, it goes back to now look at the old machitza. The old machitza is not l'shem dira, and there not l'kavadira, and therefore it becomes, again, the kavitz also to carry it. The Mr. Berurah brings in the Paiskim, Magen Avraham and others, discuss the case where you have a karfif, that one of the walls of the karfif is the back wall of the house, and with pasach l'sev hukaf, you first made a door from the house to the backyard, then you fenced it in, so now it's good. Then the back wall falls down. So now technically it's still walled in all four sides, because you have the inner walls of the house, you have the inside of the other walls of the house, the amak of the ruach revius, the fourth side, they close up the karfif. Still, which the birds also carry this karfif, because those walls were not made for the backyard, rather they're made to be inner walls for the house, and not to be close up for the karfif, and that's worse. Chazar Nish takes issue with this and holds that the Pesach Mishnah Berurah that is being the place was limited to a very specific case, but the Mishnah Berurah says this is the halacha.